So I want to go over the Grizz from the really from the beginning, because last week we didn't really tackle the machlokas between the Tor and the Ron and Tosis. Tor, Ron, and Tosis. Which ultimately the Grizz holds the Rambam is like Ron and Tosis also. So we didn't really define that. In fact, we found the Tor to be very difficult. Now, why should there be a Seder in the Ksiva? What do I care? At the end of the day, I have the object. I have Dalet Parshio, so I have talking about the Shalyad, or I have or I have the, what do you call it? I have the maybe say it differently. Let me get out of the complications. I have the two Parshios of the Mezuzah, and any particular Parsha of the Tefillin. What do I care about any particular Parsha, whether I wrote it in order? At the end of the day, I have whatever, Kadeshli in order, or I have Shema in order, Vayayim Shemoa in order. What's the difference which Pasuk the Sofer wrote first? Okay? That's important. I just want to make that point that if you want to stay away from all the problems, I mean, plain meaning of the Tor is he's talking about within any given Parsha. Whether or not he also means Kesidron means from Parsha to Parsha, that's a different, that's some people have that view. But for sure, Kol Chuli Alma, he definitely means within the Parsha. It has to be written Kesidron. That's for sure. He's not talking about necessarily Parsha to Parsha. But some say he is. That's a question. That's a question about the whole Mechilta in general. Okay. So basically you have like this. You have a Machlokas that according to the Tor, it's Halach in the Seder is a din in the Maisik Siva, as the Grizz says. Whereas according to Ron and Tosfos, Seder is only a halacha in the Chefta Shel Parsha. That at the end of the day, the Parsha has to be Kesidron. So the question is, what is that Machlokas? And as we said, what is the rationale of the Tor? Why is it after the Maisik Siva have to be that way? Moreover, it's interesting that according to the Tor, there's something curious, because we know the halacha is that this is halacha only in tefillin and mezuzah. But it's not a halacha by Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah does not have to be written kesidron. There, everyone agrees that Kesidron is only in the Chefza. That you have to arrange the Parshios Kesidron. But nobody cares how you write it, of course. And we know, Maisim B'chol Yom, we correct Sifrei Torah. Add Klafim to it. Etc, etc. So that's an interesting thing also, that you would like, you know, to use the language of the Grizz, you know, Hachmilsa Taima boy. You'd like to understand what kind of, why should that be? What's the rationale behind that setup in the halacha? Okay? Yeah. So there's a question you have to ask yourself. It's a basic, I guess, chakira that you have to raise here. The question is like this. The question is there really a Heftza and a Chaloshem Parshios of either Tefillin or Mezuzah. Is that itself a substance of Parshios? A Shem Parsha, that there's a Parsha recognized as Parshios Tefillin and Parshios Shema? Or do you say that no, there really is only one Heftza of Parshios, and that's Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is the only Heftza and substance of Parshios, and a Chaloshem Parshios, in the system. But the halacha is, by tefillin and mezuzah, is to do what? Is simply to write the Parshios of the Torah over here. It's not a separate Shem Parshios. It's simply to copy the Parshios of the Torah and to whatever, to put them on a cloth and put them on mezuzah sadelas, or to copy the Parshios of the Torah, and that's their shame, their Parshios of the Torah, Parshios Chamishuchum Shei Torah, Sefer Torah, and to take them and put them on the mezuzah, or put them in batim, in four compartments, one compartment, whatever it may be. But it's not that a separate chalos shame, Parshios Tefillin or Parshios Mezuzah emerges. There is mitzvahs Tefillin, yes. There's mitzvahs Mezuzah. But the Parshios are the Parshios HaTorah. That's a question that could be raised. And what? How does that affect this question? Oh, so according to the Torah learns there is no separate Shem Parshios of Tefillin and Mezuzah. The only Heftza Shel Parshios is Sefer Torah Atzma. So since there's a Chaloshem Heftza Shel Parshios of Torah, which that makes, of course, perfect sense. So now, by Sefer Torah, since there is a Heftza Shel Parshios, so therefore you could say that the Seder emerges from the Heftza itself. Since there is a Heftza of Torah, so now the Parshios, the Seder of Parshios, emerge from that Heftza. So the fact that A is written before B and B is written before C has legitimacy. That's a real Seder because there is an underlying Heftza that they belong to. But if you say no, there is no inherent Heftza Shel Parshios Mezuzah, so where does the Seder emerge from? The fact that one appears on the page before the other, that's not a Seder, because there is no Heftza here of Parshios. So logically, that's not a Seder. So the Torah learns that what's Koveya, I mean, the Torah, I mean, a lot of Rishonim, so it's the way we paskin, they learn that the Seder is Nikva al Yedei HaKsiva. The Maisa Ksiva is what's Koveya, the Seder. And that's why the Torah learns that you have to have the Ksiva B'Seder, because the Seder will not emerge from the fact that it's on the page, meaning it's part of some underlying chafza. It's not. You're simply copying Parshios HaTorah. So where does the Seder emerge from? The answer is, it emerges through the Maisa HaKsiv itself. And that's Koveya the Seder. That's how the Torah learns, and other Rishonim, and the Psak Halacha. So therefore, that's why the Psukim have to be written in order. Because the Seder can only emerge from the Maisa HaKsiva. But by Sefer Torah, there's no requirement like that. Because since there is a recognized Chafza, so it makes no difference how you write it. The Seder will still emerge from the very existence of the Chafza Shel Sefer Torah. From the substance itself. From the Chafza itself. But the Ron and Tosfos, they argue. They say no. By Tefillin and Mezuzah, there is a Chafza. The Torah endowed those things. There's a Chafza Shel Sefer Torah, and then there's a Chafza Shel Parshios Mezuzah. That's a separate recognized substance. A recognized Chafza. And a Chaloshem Parshios. So therefore, we don't care. They don't care how you write it. It's the same din as Sefer Torah Atzma. Once it's written, and you have a substance of Parshios, and they're written on the page correctly, so that's the Seder. The Seder's nikva from the intrinsic substance itself. You don't need it to emerge in the Maisik Siva. The Maisik Siva is L'mayla V'lo Marid. Just it's like Lo Maivlo Morid by a Sefer Torah. So that's the machlokas is whether or not, how do you view the parshios of mezuzah and tefillin? And depending on how you view that, that will be whether it's exactly like the case of a Sefer Torah itself, or you see it differently.
Rabbi?
In other words, there's an individual, there's a Chafza Shel Parsha of Kadeshli in the Torah.
Okay.
There's a Chafza Shel Vahaya Kiviyacha in the Torah. Or let's take this, Mizrach, it's easier. There's a Chafza Shel Parsha of Shema, and there's a Chafza Shel Parsha of Vayam Shemoa, which are part of this Chafza Shel Sefer Torah. Now, the mitzvah of mezuzah is to take that Chafza Shel Parsha of Shema and the Chafza Shel Parsha of Vayam Shemoa and now put them on one cloth. And that's mezuzah. But there won't be any idea of Seder because the very Chafza of those two parshios are not a Chafza Shel Parsha unto themselves. You're just lifting individual parshios from the Torah. So where is the Seder now? There's no Seder. You just have two random parshios from the Torah. You picked piece A and piece B. Where's the Seder from? I shouldn't use A and B even. You picked a parsha, one parsha, and then you picked another parsha. Where does the Seder emerge from? Because now when you put them on this one cloth, there isn't the new Shem Chafza Shel Mezuzah, so you just have two random parshios from the Torah. So the Torah learns what's Koveya the Seder is not simply that they emerge on a piece of cloth, because there is no underlying chaloshem to that piece of cloth, to that chefza of those two parshios. So what's koveya the seder is the seder ksiva. It can only emerge in the ksiva that you can talk logically about a seder. I wrote this before this. That's koveya the seder.
Okay.
But by a Sefer Torah, I don't need that. I don't need that halacha. Because the Seder will emerge from the inherent Chafza itself. Since this is a Chafza, so therefore how it appears in the Chafza will tell me the order. Did this Parsha come before this Parsha? Did Bereishis come before Vayichulu? If it did, then it's written Keseder. That's a Seder determined by the inherent entity itself. But there is no inherent entity, according to the Torah, et al., in the case of Mezuzah and Tefillin. You're taking entities of Parsha, you're right, they are entities of Parsha, in the Torah. You're taking those entities and now saying, put them here. But what determines the Seder between those two Parshios now? So the answer is the Maisik Sivas Koveya, the Seder. Okay. All right. Yeah, Michael asked a nice question. He said, so if we're saying Talach in the Maisik Siva, so let's say you wrote Shema first, but you wrote Shema at the bottom of the page, the bottom of the cloth, and then you wrote Vayam Shemoa at the top of the cloth. So why, it would seem that's certainly no good. L'chuli Alma. But how does that fit into exactly to the svara we just said about the Maisa Ksiva? But I think the answer is like this. The answer is because you have to understand what we're saying. We're saying that the Maisa Ksiva is being Koveya the Chafta. There, in other words, there's a chefza shell. There's a chefza of mitzvahs mezuzah that emerges, but not because that. But the koveya of, in other words, the maisa ksiva is koveya this entity. It's through, and there's the maisa ksiva is the koveya. So it has to be that the Maisa Ksiva, what emerges from the Maisa Ksiva, is the concept of Seder. Give me one second. In other words, the mitzvah mezuzah is to take the parshios of the Torah and have them kisiduron al haklaf. They definitely have to be Shema before Vayam Shemoa. But the halacha is that the Maisa Ksiva itself has to be Koveya, that Sidor. In other words, we're not saying that it's some separate halacha that the Maisa Ksiva has to be in order. It's not a halacha in the Maisa Ksiva. It's a halacha in the entity you're producing. You have to produce parshios of the Torah kisiduron. But what's going to be koveya that is the Maisa Ksiva. But if the Maisa Ksiva results in Vayayim Shemoa before Shema, so then it's a Tartas Sasri to your Kfiyas, to the required Kfiyas. There's the Maisa Ksiva is where the concept is designating the Seder through the Ksiva. But if I write in such a way that it results in Vayam Shamoa before Shema, in the resulting object, so then my Kfias didn't do its job. There's just no intrinsic entity of Parshas Tefillin or Parshas Mezuzah. It's to take the Parshios of the Torah and now to be koveya them kisiduran. But the Kfias is taking place through the Maisa. But if the Maisa results in it being out of whack, then the Maisa didn't do its job. See, if it was just purely a lach in the Maisa, that you have to do a Maisa Ksiva in order the Torah, then your question would be a good question. So what do I care how what it looks like? But that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that the mitzvahs tefillin or the mitzvahs mezuzah demands sidur. But the sidur cannot intrinsically emerge from the tzuras haparshias because there is no underlying intrinsic chefza here. The chefza comes about through the maisa ksiva. The maisa ksiva has to be koveya the seder. So therefore, it has to be written in order such that the order is now reflected in the resulting object produced. That's what the Torah holds. It's a Maisa Ksiva as a koveya of an entity. All we're saying, when we're saying there's no entity, there's no chefza, we mean there's no underlying inherent chefza called tefillin. That's a different idea. But we're not saying that the ksiva isn't producing a resulting entity. But the result, but you can't talk about an intrinsic entity because there is no, it's simply to take the parshios of the Torah and now be koveya them kisiduran as the Torah has them. In other words, the mezuzah has to be kiseder haTorah. The tefillin have to be kiseder haTorah. But what's being koveya that seder? The answer is the maisa ksiva is the koveya. But if the Maisa Ksiva is out of whack, then of course it didn't result in its job. That's right. The Din Seder can't emerge from the object itself, but it must emerge through the Maisa Ksiva. That's exactly what I'm saying. There has to be a Sidur Parshios that emerges, but it's just being Nikva al Yidei HaKsiva. So therefore, definitely need Shema before Vayam Shemoa. That's for sure. Good. Okay. I think that clarifies it. Now, I just wanted to point out the Ran. The Griz, he learns that the Ran and Tosus are one and the same. But one could say that they are one and the same in certain in a general aspect, but in specific, there might be a little a difference. I just don't, you know, I don't, you could say it. I don't think it's, it could be the Grizz didn't make the distinction either. He doesn't hold from it, or it's not really essential in his piece. Now, I'll show you what I mean. Because if you take a look at that Ron in Simon Lamed Tes, let me just read you that part again. So the Ron has his own way of understanding the Sefer HaTruma. Okay, what did the Sefer HaTruma say? He said like this, Midasanya b'mechilta, b'sof parshas bo'el paro, gabi parshios t'tfilin, kosvin osan kisidron. That the parshios of the tefillin, you have to write them in order. Vim kosvan shalo kisidron, hare elu yignazu, elu dvarav. And if you wrote them not in order, then they have to be put away. They're pasul, in other words. Elu dvarav zal. So, of course, we know that the Torah and many others take the Sefer HaTruma to mean that you have to do the Ma'isik Siva in order. And that's why they even learn, possibly, that the Parshios have to be written in order. But what does the Ran say? Mashma de Sfirale Shahatliya Hanichtevis Be'emtza Shita Shalobim Komohu Nichtav. It sounds like, what does he hold? Not that the Ma'isik Siva has to really be Keseder, but he's simply outruling Tliya, that where you write a letter, you left out a letter. So now you're going to write the letter suspended right above where it should have been. And that's problematic. Why? So the Ron explains. Lefisha kriya kedarkahi likros achar shita rishona hatliya shebein shita l'shita. Because the Ron wants to claim that the problem's going to be in terms of Kriya. That when somebody wants to be Korei this Parsha, so his eye is going to read line 1 first. Then before he gets to line 2, his eye is going to catch that word that's suspended between those two lines. That's going to come before, that flea is going to come before in his Derech HaKriya before line, the next line. V'nimtza shenichtav shelo kisidro. L'fi ma shekasav b'rosh shita shnia hu mukdom l'tliya shehi hashmata shebe'emtza hashita. Because what's going to be written at the beginning of the second line is really supposed to be before the Tliya, because the Tliya is something that was left out in the middle of the second line. So it's going to come out that he's going to read the Tliya first, then line number 2. So it's written out of order. That's what how he wants to learn. Let me just tell you the point I just want to make, and then I'll tell you the problems that people have with the Ron. But it sounds like, according to the Ron, you know, if it's true according to him, it's a psul in the Chefza. There's no requirement that the Maisa has to be Keseder. No rule like that at all. Tefillin and Mezuzah are exactly the same as Sefer Torah. So really, that he's learning that there is a Chefza here. The only thing one could say is that according to the Ron, the Tzuras HaChefza doesn't emerge simply intrinsically, but the Tzuras HaChefza emerges from the Korei. The Korei is the Koveya of the Chefza. It's not an intrinsic thing. From the standpoint, in other words, it is a din in the Chefza. We don't care about the Maisa at all. But it's the Korei who defines what that chefza, what its order is, and its tzura, etc. It's a din in the kore. The kore is the koveya. So it is a lach in the chefza, but it's from the standpoint of the kore of the chefza. I'm just mentioning it just for the, you know, Amita Shel Torah here. The way he expressed it. But it's still a din in the chafta. It is still a din in the chafta. The only question might be between the Ran versus, let's say, the Tosfos, or the Tosfos and the Rambam perhaps, is whether or not you just simply look at it intrinsically at the chafta, or not. The kore plays a role. Whatever the case may be, I'm just pointing it out. But I will tell you that the Achronim, they have a very, very big problem. If you have the, you know, the Shailos HaTshuvos of the Ran by what's-his-name, he did a big work in the 70s, I think, Harav Aryeh Feldman, okay, when they were doing over all these Rishonim. Anyhow, he has, of course, very good footnotes. So he mentions that many of the Achronim had a very big problem with this. One of them was the Avni Nezer and others. And they have a problem because they don't understand why you should ever say that. And they have simply a question on his idea of the practicality of it. That he learns that the Kore will read what's in between the line first. That they disagree with. They say the very nature of Tlia is that the Kore knows that you don't read that first. That's exactly what Tlia means. Tlia means that by you know, the Kore knows that something was left out. Like, why should the Kore think to read that before the next line? And then the Avnei Nezer, he asks a really tough kasha to answer. He says, according to the Ran, I don't understand. Let's assume the guy left out the very first word of the line, of the second line. And now he makes the Tlia right above that word. In other words, the guy wrote the second word first. He left out the first word of the line. So now he'll put that word in between. So the Kore, according to the Ran, will read it Kedarko. So he'll read the Tlia first. Oh, good. That's exactly what he should do. So the Ran should have been machalik between where the Tlia is. Just mentioning it. So anyhow, they have a hard time with the Ran's idea from a halachic standpoint. But whatever the case may be, it won't make a difference to the Grizz, and that's maybe why the Grizz doesn't go into it. Maybe the Grizz also found the Ran objectionable. Who knows? But the point is, one thing you do know from the Ran, one thing is clear, is that whether you like the Ran or don't like the Ran, he definitely learned that it's not a psul in the Maisik Siva. That's clear according to the Ran. That the Ran definitely agrees with Tosfos that there's no requirement in the Seder in the Maisik Siva, but it's a halacha in the ultimate Chefza that's produced. The only thing is, he learns that the Chefza is evaluated by the Kriya, by the Kore. But whether you like that or not, makes no difference insofar as the basic idea, which is that he holds that the Maisa Ksiva has no Din Seder, against the Torah's explanation of the Sefer HaTruma. Okay. Now, I can tell you that Rebbe also didn't like the Ran. I shared it with him. He didn't understand. But that's it.
In the end, doesn't really hold by that, right?
That's true. You got to read the rest of the Tshuva of the Ran to see how he ultimately holds himself. But the point is, in his explanation, he held that's the legitimate explanation of the Sefer HaTruma.
Right.
Yeah. But they have a hard time with it. Sam Sofer, Avnei Nezer, a lot of guys. A lot of the Gedolei Achronim had a very big problem with it. Okay, now back to the Grizz. Let's just take it from the bottom of the first paragraph. On the right-hand side, last two lines. Harei de sfirale laharan, dehar de chuli alma sfirale, the Maisak Siva Atzma Ein Lashum Seder Im Yechtav Tchilas Abuk Damas Amaucha Raksha Parsha Tiyeksuva Al Kolponim Achakach Al Seder, as we just explained. Rzesh Lo Kidivrei Ator Sheveinu Shekasa Lehejia. Right, the Torah writes explicitly the Gametsa Maisak Siva Tzricha Leosos Keseder Shelo Yosef Ba Achakach Os Achas V'ilav Hachi Mifsala. Right, that's the whole problem of Tliya. The whole problem with Tliya according to the Torah has nothing to do with the way it looks. Oh, 1 second. So according to the Torah, the whole problem with Tliya is really a problem of the Maisak Siva was Shelo Al Seder. You missed the word and now you're trying to fix it afterwards. So that's the problem. That's Al Shelo Al Seder. Good. Ulefiza Reyesh Lomar Dezeu Gam Taimeda Rambam. The Nakar Hachdina De Hikdim Parshala Parsha Psula Rakbe Mezuzah Velo Betfilin. Okay, so now the Grizz is back to the problem in the Rambam. The problem in the Rambam was an interesting kind of a problem, as you'll see, especially when we get to the end of the piece, that his problem was dealing with why the Rambam only says this by mezuzah, but doesn't say this halacha of seder, of parsha to parsha, by tefillin. And the Kesef Mishnah said that the makor of the Rambam is this mechilta. But if you take a look at the mechilta, it's the last mechilta in Parshas Bo. The mechilta clearly says this halacha by tefillin. Very openly, very clearly. So how is it that the Rambam only paskin the halacha of Seder? If the Kesef Mishnah is right, that the makor is the mechilt on tefillin, but it's a funny thing that the Rambam only has his halacha by mezuzah, which the mechilta doesn't mention at all. And the Rambam totally leaves it out by tefillin. Okay? Although I told you already that if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, by his case of Tliya, the Kesef Mishnah himself learns that over there, that's where the Rambam has the halacha. In other words, he learns the Rambam of Tliya exactly like the Torah learns the Sefer HaTrumah. So he holds the Rambam did mention Seder already, although in a bit of a indirect manner, didn't openly state it, but it's there. But the Grizz is not learning that way, as will become very clear. Okay? So that's the Grizz's kasha. Why does the Rambam... So now the Grizz is only dealing with one thing, the logics of it. Okay? The pure logics of it. Never mind fitting words in or anything else. He just wants to understand the logic. Why would you have a din seder by mezuzah, but not have a din seder by tefillin? So that's where he says now. Here we go. Mishum desfir lekeshita satosus varan dal maisak siva lo nemar shum din shel seder. Rak ha-mezuzah atzma lo yeba hekdem parsha la-parsha. Right? That what? There's no idea of maisak siva keseda. Just simply, it has to result that parsha shema has to come before parsha shmaya shemoa. Rak shti eksuva beseda ze mitchila shema v'achach v'yam shemoa. Valkein sfir leila rambam d'chol din ze lo shayach rak b'mezuzah. Demikara din sricha lios ksuva rakal or echad shtei parashios b'yachad. In other words, very simple, that there is a chaloshem chefta shel mezuzah, in line with what we said before. That's what the Rambam holds. There is a chefta shel mezuzah, and this chefta has two parshios in it. It's a chefta sheyesh ba beis parshios. Oh, so now, intrinsically, from the Chefta, it's Koveya, a Din Seder. Perfect. Masha'ena came betfilin the Kaimel on Dim Kosman al Dalet Oros. Yatza, the Ain't Sarach Ledabek, im came a Mela lo Shayach bu Din Seder Klal, came with the whole Parshin the Fredes Mechaverta, the Ain't Lam Seder Zem Zer Klal. In other words, it's so very good. But by tefillin, even though it's true, there's a chefta and a chaloshem parshios tefillin, but each one is a separate entity. So what kind of Seder can you possibly speak about within the Chefta? Each one's a separate entity. And that's the end of the story. As he'll, now he'll explain it. V'hegatzmech Haresha kosman shalo kisidron V'yachakach chotchon v'vdilon zemizeh Hare yuksherim Keva de mitzad maisak siva shahisa shalo kisidron Hare lo ichpas lan klal Rak mitzad shaparshios atzman ksuvin shalo ala seder Shizeh lo shaya klal hashta kishe chotchon Shekol parsha nefredes mechaverta Imkei memela de gam kodem shechotchon Hare henk sherin Kevin techol parsha b'fneiatz makshirihi Hare yesh lanu dalet parshios ksherim V'lo shayachtin kisidron rak b'mezuzah de dina hu ksivas shtei parshios b'yachad. Now you have two, you have a chefta shel mezuzah that has two parshios in it, has two components. Now there could be an idea of seder between those two units. Al kein shayach bu din seder al shtei parshios v'lo b'tfilin shekol parsha nefredes mechaverta. But you can't talk about Seder where each parsha is separate from its from the other parsha. And of course, each parsha itself of Tefillin, within each parsha, so you don't have to write that in order. You can write one pasuk before the other pasuk, as long as what emerges is a chefta shel parsha kiseder hatorah. That's the chefta of parsha's tefillin. As long as at the end the chefta of kadeshli of ayakiv yacha is kiseder, that's it. The very chefta within itself is koveya the seder. As we said before, just like by sefer Torah, no different than a sefer Torah. Except here you're dealing with only one parsha. That's the Chal Hashem. That's the Chefza. But there can't be any idea that about between parshios. That makes no sense. Since they could really be four separate units. Alright? That's how the Grizz is learning. Logically. Now he brings in his grandfather. I mean his father. Usvarazu Shemati Zekfar Medoni Avi Mori Rebbe Agona Chassid. Right? Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh, etc. Shehikshal Hadim Avor Berishonim. Pluxus Rashi V'Rabbein Atam. Beseder Aparshios Gam B'Tfilin Shal Yat. So there's a whole machlokes about Rashi and amongst the Rishonim, it seems, about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, everyone agrees that the Machlok, of course, Machlok is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is what order you put them into the bias of the Shul Rosh. Okay, that's the their Hachnasa into the Batim. So that's, of course, we have the famous Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But what about now in the Tefillin Shel Yad? Does the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi apply to the Tefillin Shel Yad? Im tihei ksuva mitchilo shma v'achakach vayam shemoa o havayos yu be'emtza. Do you apply the same Machlokas to the klaf of the Tefillin Shel Yad? How do you write it? Is it Keseder HaTorah, right? Shema, like Rashi. Shema Vayakiv Yacha. I'm saying Kadesh Vayakiv Yacha, Shema, and Vayam Shemoa. Or no? Or do you have the Havayos, the Vayakiv Yacha, and Vayam Shemoa in the middle? And then on each end will be Kadesh and Shema. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So that's their question. does the parsha of the Shalyad have to be written in that order? V'hikshalza, the eich shayach zos v'haksiva, kevin d'ksheira gam b'dalet oros. So Reb Chaim simply didn't understand how could you have such a question since the Shalyad is Kshera also as four separate parshios. Right, now Reb Chaim's objection was, you could tell me that there's a Seder by the Shel Rosh because that's halacha in the Hachnasa into the bias of the Shel Rosh. So now it's going to exist in this bias, and now there's some Din Seder of how they should exist within this bias. That's the underlying substratum, is the bias. And now you're telling me they have to be in some order within that bias. So you have four components going into this one underlying thing. Now there could be a Seder. I could line them up a certain way. But even by the Shalyad, where they're written on one cloth, you can never tell me there's a concept of Seder of the Ksiva. Not even in how it ultimately looks. I don't mean just the Maisa Ksiva, that's of course. But even in how they eventually get onto the page. Let's say I write them out of order. Let's say according to Rashi, I have to write Kadesh first. I write Shema first on the Shalyad. So Reb Chaim said, but who cares? Because ultimately it can exist as four separate things. That's how we paskin. We hold like Reb Yossi, Ein Tzarech Ledabek. So therefore, what's the order? Wherein lies the order, since they don't really exist as a Cheftza? There's no underlying substratum. They're four separate units. So how can you tell me that if you write them on one cloth, that it demands some kind of order there? Since they don't have to exist on one cloth, why should that be a requirement? How can you tell me the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi will come in and now they'll tell you it's puzzle? Can't be. Can't be puzzle. Because there's no idea of order. Since they're four separate things. Okay, let's go further. V'sover ha-Rambam da ha-desanya b'mechilta dim kosman shalo kesidron yiganzu. So when what about the Mechilta? What did the Ram do with the Mechilta? That if you wrote them shalo kesidron, the apostle, hayinu rak l'Reb Yehuda the sphere le'tzarech ledabek. That's only according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that if you wrote the four parashiyos of the Shalyad, you have to glue them together, or sew them together. Tzvira. Im kein gam betfilin srichin liyosh shtei haparashiyos biyachad. So according to him, they do exist as one underlying entity. Once you have one underlying entity, then you can talk about a Seder. Then Seder is shayach. Val kein shayach vu gam behudins kesidra. But since the Rambam holds that what? That if you wrote them on Dalet Oros, it's definitely good. And you don't have to be medabek them. So then, gam behiktim ksherim. Delo gara medalet oros. Vizel de nakar hachdina de mechilta gabi mezuzah dafka. So that's why there's no concept of Seder HaParshios in the Cheftza, even, by Tfilin of Shalyad. Because they exist as four separate things. All right. that's why he mentions the mechilta only by mezuzah. So he extracted from the mechilta the idea of seder, but he understood seder, of course, is only when they exist as part of one chefza. You see? Yeah. Now he brings up a problem. He says like this: "Vehine zel lashono zel lashon Rambam perik yom hilchos tefillin halacha vav tefillah shel yad kosvan barba dapin baor echad orach kesefet Torah al siduron b'Torah kigon zeh." There should be a picture now. So the Rambam says tefillah shel yad. How do you write it? You write it on four columns on one parchment, long, like a Sefer Torah. Al Siduran B'Torah, and in the order of the Torah, because he holds like Rashi. And then there's the picture, meaning the picture will have Kadesh, then Vayakiv Yachash, Ma Vayan Shemoa. Im Kosvan al Arba Oros, Vechnisim B'Bayis Echad, Yatza. But if you wrote them on four separate oros and you put them into this one bias, you definitely yotze, and you don't have to be medabik them. Okay, so obviously the Grizz is bringing this up because this requires some kind of explanation. So look how he deals with it. V'hayinim ishum d'lechadchila d'mitzvason b'or echad dafka. Because since l'chadchila, we hold that definitely mitzvason b'or echad, maybe next week we'll take a look at the machlokas in Menachos. Maybe we should do that. We should look at that machlokas between, definitely, for next week. I forgot what daf it is. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis or Lamed Hey Amid Beis. The machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. All right? We got to look up this case. But he's saying the chachila, that since the mitzvah is to put it on one cloth, dafka memela tzricha liyos ksivasan kisidurim b'Torah. So then the result, natural result, is that they have to be written according to the Seder b'Torah. Va'achim kosvan b'di'evet shalokasidron v'zehu d'cholak tefillin b'mezuzah. But the only thing is, if you wrote them b'di'evet not kiseder, that's where tefillin is going to be. Very different than mezuzah. The betfilin ksherim mishum delo gri midalit oros. That tefillin will still be kosher because it's not any inferior to having four separate oros, which we know then doesn't require any seder. The rak b'mezuzah pasul gam b'di'evet, but by mezuzah it'll be pasul because intrinsically the mezuzah has to be together, those two things. So seder will apply. So this requires an explanation. What's the svara? Why is it, if I happen to write, first of all, what's the halacha altogether, you can ask? What's this halacha lechatchila, you should write them on one or? That's one question that should be raised. What's that lechatchila? What's lechatchila and b'di'evet here? Moreover, why is it that if lechatchila they have to be written on one or, that automatically the din seder kicks in? Why? Why does that logically so? Maybe, why can't you just simply say there's some reason there's a lechachila to write them on one or? But since, really, they're four separate things, what do I care if they're keseder or not? How does the seder all of a sudden jump in again? How does that logically come in? There's no din seder by Yitzhal Yad. Why don't you say that that's true even if it's written on one or? No, that he says, l'chachila, if you write it on one or, then you have to write a kesidur and shel Torah. But of course, if you write it on one or and you don't write a kesidur and shel Torah, you'll still be yotzei. And that's how it's different. That's how the Grizz is analyzing the Rambam. But I think it requires an explanation. So let's stop here. I would say now, based on what we have, in other words, let's do the Gemara, do that Gemara about Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi. I don't have a Menachos in front of me, I'm sorry. I just don't really, I think it's Lama Dalet on the base, Lama Hay on the base. It's right there in the middle of the daf. And then, let's tackle also, definitely the next paragraph. All right, where he adds a new idea, very, very nice idea, but a new idea. And if you want, I mean, then we could try to go even further, but let's, you know, I don't want to bite off more than we could chew. Let's try to analyze, let's just get that, these parts very clear. But then he gets into a very nice thing about psuchos and stumos, the difference between tefillin and mezuzah, and how that relates to this whole question of seder. All right, stop here. Shkoyach, guys.